This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. He could be saying, "I told you so." As a veteran economic and political writer and reporter, William Grider has been a lonely voice warning that America's fiscal policies and practices were unsustainable or worse. But he takes no satisfaction in having been right.
I don't feel giddy with confirmation. Quite the opposite. I feel sort of sad that the political system didn't respond to some of these disasters before they happened. And now, however, we do have a great opportunity as a country to rethink a lot of things. Unfortunately, we have to do it all at once in crisis.
Grider's most recent book, Come Home America, offers some guidelines for how to set about doing that. As a starting point, he says, we need, as a nation, to begin seriously and honestly confronting some difficult subjects.
The ecological crisis, which is now getting to be a more grave threat, global warming and so forth. I would add militarism and the foreign policy that has been shaped for some years by the military institution, not the other way around. This is a failure of the government to see that military power alone does not let us run the world and make things come out the way we want them to come out.
In the realm of economics, Grider says the subprime mortgage crisis did not cause the current global financial woes. It may not even have been the biggest factor.
The global system of trade has been unbalanced for many years, and we have been the buyer of last resort. We're good consumers in this country, and we buy stuff and take on the debt associated with not being able to pay for it, and that gets deeper and deeper. It's quite dangerous because it makes us dependent on countries that are selling this stuff.
Just as the underlying problems have been misdiagnosed by economic policymakers, Grider cautions that the solutions that are being proposed are also deeply flawed.
We're in a new political dynamic, and you can tell just by reading the newspapers every day, it's moving very rapidly and blindsiding politicians. So I don't think this story is going to have a neat ending either way. I think the new plan of trying to lure private investors into buying rotten assets from banks by giving them virtually 100% guarantee that they won't lose any money is going to fail.
To effectively respond to all these pressing issues, Grider says America must get past its role as a brash young nation and simply grow up.
I describe the America I know and love as a muscular young teenager with lots of talent and energy and some impulses which are overreaching or not really productive. And teenagers, as we know, get over that. Most do, and they call it maturity. Nations can do that just as people do, or they will fail to do it. I happen to be fairly positive about the outcome, but I have to concede it's an open question.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.